Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh yeah, back in the Allo Communications studios. Good morning, Inoko. I am Tanner Schwint. That's Brian Carey.
Yes, I am.
Angel Padilla doing the production work for us on a Tuesday morning.
You know, it is so different working with Angel because I have always in my life been used to being the first human in a building.
Did he beat you here this morning?
And he's beat me here for the last couple of weeks when I come in. And I think I come in a decent amount of time. Angel beats me here every darn day. So I appreciate that. He's always here. He's firing up. Hear your voice coming out of a studio where he's cutting something or putting together some kind of promo. But all those little bells and whistles you hear throughout a show, that's the guy who does it. And he's here pretty damn early to get it done. So I appreciate that.
It's just all about that grind, right, Angel? You got to get up and grind. Wake up, grind.
Get up before the sun does.
Yep. That's right.
I get after it.
Yeah, it was just after for me. Yeah, I think it was.
I try and get every bit of sleep that I can before.
Well, I'll
head
just
in
say,
here.
Okay, we'll just put out a public service right now that we're going to be really mentally deficient today.
I feel good today, though, do you?
Yeah, I feel good, but we're not going to be. Just accept that. All right, the brains are going to be, you're going to start off, think, wow, I'm great, this is all, and then you're going to hit that, like, 655, 705 wall, and we'll just see. All
we'll
right,
see.
Put your bets over, under, I'm saying within an hour and a half, you're going to get a yawn.
Oh, no, that's going to happen.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But, you know, it'll be off air. That'll happen. Another great night of rodeo last night. Rodeo Radio at the Greeley Stampede, presented by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. That was a really fun one last night, and I left my day sheet somewhere outside. But I do have the results that we'll get to a little bit later on. We'll have your rodeo recap presented by Norfolk Iron and Metal coming up. But that was a fun rodeo last night.
Well, it was. We've had a great time at all three rodeos. It's so fun to announce, but it will be great to do one with good equipment and the wind not howling, which is what affected us last night. Everything's been smooth through it. Thank you to Micah Kilpatrick and the producers who put all this together. But out there in the elements, and you just never know what's going to happen, and boy, did we get some wind, lightning, everything but rain. You know, just a sprinkle or two over us, but you know what? Not a person left. Everybody sat through that, and then it ended up being a beautiful night by the time the barrel racing and the bull riding came along.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun out there last night. The Greeley Stampede, of course, rolling on. We'll have another PRCA rodeo tonight that we'll be giving you the chance to go to. We'll be giving some tickets away in the 7 o'clock hour, so be ready to go with that. I've also got some tickets for the finals on Thursday night as we get closer to that. But the Stampede, it's rolling right now. I mean, the crowd filled in really well again last night. People are really excited to have normalcy when it comes to this event. Because even last year, there was a lot of people who were still hesitant about going out, things of that nature. But it's just been so nice to know 7 o'clock, here's when this starts. You know, the duck races, the seals, all of it. The carnival, it's been nice to have normalcy back with this event this year.
What's been really cool for me is just hearing, and it gets you every night, Tanner, and I can see it, and it gets me too. When that flag comes into the arena and you hear a rodeo crowd go absolutely nuts to pay tribute to it, and then they do the prayer, they do all these things beforehand, but when they mention the military and those serving, it goes nuts. Now, it's been that way for the first three performances. Tonight is actually Military Appreciation Night. So if you can imagine the sound that's going to come out of there when they give a salute to our veterans and those serving this country currently, it's going to be really, really cool. And tonight, just a reminder, military personnel, if you bring your military ID or military dependent ID, you will have free park admission. You will get into the Greeley Stampede for free to go around and check everything out. No admission charge. And the first 250 who show up with their military ID, dependent ID, or wear your uniform, the first 250 will get a free rodeo ticket to go to the performance as well. So get out there, and there's going to be lots of groups, including High Plains Honor Flight and others, who will be out there. You can learn more about what they do and ways to get involved to help the veteran community.
Yeah, it'll be a really fun night. If you can't make it out again, though, we'll be having coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight. All right, our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Have you cut the cord on cable TV?
I've got to do it. The only thing that's been keeping me is the DirecTV link to my sports, which is also where I get my NFL ticket so that I can see my Vikings and all that. So I have been on the fence. I mean, I look at our expenditures each month, and that is by far the one that seems completely out of whack.
Yeah,
is what I'm paying for that, when I know that you could basically stream most things. I just don't have a smart enough TV or a smart enough person inside of me.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I could do it. I've always felt the comfort of, I turn on the TV, it works. It's that way. It's like, you know, I get this insurance, I get this butter, I get this. I get my TV that way. I've never felt reliable enough on my Wi-Fi connection or anything else to rely on that to get me my sports. Where are you at?
I still pay for DirecTV and about 953 other streaming services. It's the way that it's going now, and they're still, like, I finally let Peacock expire. It was the best thing that could have happened. Not the best thing. It worked out, but my credit card information got stolen. I don't know how, I don't know where, but I had to cancel my credit card. There was fraud on it. And when I did, I didn't go back into all of my streaming services and re-enter my new card. Mm-hmm. So I let like Peacock expire, HBO Max. I've got my brother's password for Netflix, so that still works. Amazon Prime, Hulu, I still have all of his passwords for those.
That was very good to do.
So I should have said that my brother pays for 953 streaming services. But no, I will always keep cable TV, because I do not want to even remotely run the risk of not being able to watch that game when I want to watch it. I mean, whatever game it is, I'm not going to run that risk.
It's happened to me already when I've been mad as hell at the UFC ever since they went and did the ESPN Plus thing.
Yeah.
They made it so you couldn't do a regular pay-per-view. You have to get it through ESPN Plus, which means you need to do some kind of subscription to do it. And there's all these little hoops that you go through. But I have paid the $80 for a UFC card, been watching it, and it freezes.
Yes.
And that had never happened before, but it happens with streaming. And you're like you, I don't want to run the risk. I have not cut the cord. I've been thinking about it. I'm on the edge, but I don't know that I'll be able to pull the plug on it just because I'm not as confident in streaming as I am the other way around.
Well, and I kind of live out in the boonies, too. And so when we get together, and the only way that it makes sense to order a UFC fight is that if you're having a bunch of people over, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, you bring the beer, I'll buy the fight, you do this. And as soon as we get going on the main card, everybody grabs their phone, shuts their Wi-Fi off, so all of the streaming can go just to try and keep the stream on. I mean, it's one of those things that it's just routine now. And it's a pain in the butt, and it's stupid that we have to do it. I am not a big technology guy. Of course, I have to be here because I'm...
No,
because
you're the smartest of the bunch here. Not you, Angel. All right, no, Angel could do it. He's just already busy.
Yeah, that's right. I just happen to be out there and be like, okay, let's try this. It's great when it works. You know, I watched the Avs, one of the games from my... I've got one box for cable TV. I don't have two. I've just got it in the living room TV. And I was like, well, I want to watch this in bed. And then I saw it was on ESPN Plus. So I got logged in and was able to watch it from there. But even then, even if the stream doesn't go completely out, you know, it gets all pixelated and things like that, which gets really annoying. All it takes is one Wi-Fi crash, and you're not going to be able to watch TV. So I don't think I'll ever cut the cord on it. I think I'll always have some form of cable TV.
No, you kind of push me that way as I'm thinking, you know, I should go there. But in all realization, my feelings are exactly the same way, that it's just my trust issue with it. And I just... I don't. If you do this, you have to pay for a very high speed Wi-Fi and make sure yes. that you've got all that going too. So the other expenditures do come in. But I'm really curious. I've just heard more and more people and seen more and more people posting about set myself free, cut the cord, all those kind of things. And I told that one my mom when I was born, and I just ripped through that thing. But you know, for the others, we want to know about that. So that's going to be our Happy Life Gardens poll question.
There's your umbilical cord joke for the day at 6:15 in the morning.
I got three or four of them. In fact, I've got a whole batch of them. We're going to do about eight. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There's a plethora of ways for you to get a hold of us today. There's a $5 word. You can call us at 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. You can text us on our J9 Agency's text line at 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. It's also up on our Facebook page at Good Morning NOCO. I know Brian will be sharing it here in a second as well. So you can get a hold of us on any of those or Twitter at Tanner Schwint. So a lot to get to. We got a fun show lined up for you today. Chris Wood will join us at 7:35 this morning. Chris will be diving into the natural grocers they're adding here in town, Banner Health, and your healthcare needs here in Northern Colorado. There's an expansion going on there. And then we'll talk with Kevin Lytle out of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And at 8:35, we'll talk with Kevin about now that David Roddy's a Memphis Grizzly, what does it mean? What does this mean for CSU, the football team just seems to keep landing recruits. Jay Norvell and his staff over at CSU do one hell of a job of making every signing feel like an event. Like I don't follow them that closely, right now, anyhow, because there's no games and the recruiting class. I'll leave that to the beat reporters. And it seems like I've seen every recruit that they've landed on social media. They push it out, which is really cool, and it's just so different from what Steve Adazio did.
It's refreshing, it is.
It's so refreshing, and that's the way college football is supposed to be, I think, and that's the way that it's headed. And CSU now is in a prime position to continue to grow off of the national publicity that they had over the last couple of drafts, with Trey McBride going in the second round and David Roddy going to Memphis with the 23rd overall pick. So I will talk with Kevin Lytle about all of that, but it's going to be a really fun show today.
No question. By the way, can you spell plethora?
PLETHORA.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
no, I'm, good. I told you I'm on it this morning.
Right.
Don't ask how. I don't know. I'm 4 hours of sleep, 6 hours of airtime. Now, what I do want to get into next is how do I keep my voice from going away? Because it's already getting a little gravelly. I can feel it going on. What are some remedies for that?
Honey lemon.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I
lemon water.
Honey.
Honey. Oh, no. Yeah, it's very, very good for the throat.
All right. I'm going to go
yeah,
mix one of those up.
There's throat lozenges that work out. There's lots of vocalists who use these blackberry currant things that keep their vocal cords moist and are able to do it. So there are little tricks to the trade.
Yeah, I'm going to need it because the rodeo 6 hours a day for the next 4 days.
Well, if you wouldn't get so damn excited
I
through the whole thing,
no,
I'll sit over there and he's all whoa, there's no way to get in there because you go for it.
Well, you know what? I love the rodeo,
I do too. But I just will sit there and go whoa. Hey. Hey, you're right, Tanner.
Maybe we'll do a role reversal where you can be the one getting all excited.
I'm the color guy.
6:19. Good morning, NOCO. Want to say thanks to Manweiler Appliance in the heart of downtown Windsor. It's grilling season. I cannot wait for Friday. Of course, we love all the PRCA rodeos, but there's a 3-day weekend coming up. We're going to get all of our work done here by Thursday. I can promise you that.
Yep.
And I cannot wait to try and go and light up my grill. And I'm guilty of it. I need to go look and get a new one as well. I'm tired of battling with my grill. If you're in the same boat, check out Manweiler Appliance in Windsor. They've got a ton of specials right now on a bunch of different grills. Top of the line a grill where you can just light it. You don't have to hesitate. You're going to be able to not burn those burgers. Or at least if you do, it's not the grill's fault. It's a Manweiler Appliance in Windsor. 6:20 the time. Good morning, NOCO on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Noco.
Let's go. Brand new Kip Moore.
Fire on wheels. It's clean. I looked this morning, Angel. You should be good.
That's right. He's one of those artists, man. If you get him, you get into it.
Because
he's got, that growl. He's got that rasp, you know, and he's a dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a dude. I love it. I love Kip Moore. I mean, I think one of the, if not the best concerts I've ever been to was him at the Greeley Stampede. He just tore the SOB down. And he's coming back to Colorado in September. But there's a running joke because he's got a lot of songs about Janie Blue. And, you know, one of his latest songs was Where You Off To, Janie Blue. That's all it was called. Talking about a long lost love interest. And I was talking with my brother about the song last night, the one, the Fire on Wheels that just came out. And he goes, you know, you think he just never figured out where Janie Blue went, so he's just going to go from wherever to wherever to wherever to figure it out? Because he walks through about 10 different parts of the country still looking for Janie Blue, I think.
But you'd think she would have showed by now with the success he's had.
I would think so. And that black V-neck that he always wears, why not go show up for Kip?
Well, that's it. And does your girlfriend think that he says Jenna Blue?
If he does, I'm screwed.
No, it's like, we've all got that one person that it's like you would allow your spouse or loved one to
go ahead
and spend the night with. And, you know, for my wife, it's always been, you know, George Strait.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she would let me do that. But
you know, some of us are visual thinkers, Brian. And now I want to poke.
Better that gal at 7-Eleven.
Now I want to poke my mind's eye out. Good God.
Good morning, Noco.
No, but on Jenna's list is certainly Kip Moore. So, and I told you, you've got his phone number saved, and I said, don't you dare share that contact, all right?
Oh, at some point, there's going to be a fun text to your girlfriend.
No.
It's going to come from Kip.
No. Please, for the love of all thing good, let's not do that.
I wouldn't do that to you right now or admit it on the air, but we'll see. Surprises happen.
There's a lot of these celebrity.
Way to spit it out, Tanner.
Thank you. There's a lot of these celebrity boxing matches.
Oh, I just heard about the new dumb one.
Yeah, what do you think about the celebrity boxing matches?
Is there, I kind of like it, actually.
I want to be involved in one. Like I want to get. Justin Bieber was always the guy that I always said that I wanted to fight. And you know that might not be a bad Happy Life Gardens poll question at some point.
What Who celebrity, would you like yeah, to fight? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it will be. We'll get to that this week.
I think that would be a pretty good one. But the newest one just announced, two of the best running backs of my generation.
Who still want a job.
Are they still looking for jobs?
Absolutely. They're still free agents. Le'Veon Bell's only 30 years old. Yeah, AP's 37.
Adrian Peterson is going to box Le'Veon Bell. Peterson and Bell will meet on the undercard of Social Gloves 2, an event promoted by YouTube star Austin McBroom.
I don't know any of these people, and I like the idea of certain celebrities fighting. Like right now, Warren Sapp, Colin Kaepernick, fun fight to watch. You know, that would be a cool one.
They're in way different weight classes.
Yeah, they are, but, you know, Cap's got the reach, and, you know, it would be interesting. For the most part, it draws people in, and it's like it would be fun to see these two fight. What it does to boxing purists and the real boxers, you can go, oh man, well that kills boxing. But then again, it draws people in to be interested in a sport, and then all of a sudden might be drawn over to the people who are actually good and do well for boxing.
I think the issue is when you see legitimate boxers go and partake in something like this, like Floyd Mayweather when he tied with was it Logan or Jake Paul? I think it was Logan,
oh,
right?
They just did the exhibition.
Yeah. But when
there was no.
And the conspiracy is that Floyd knocked him out and held him up and things like that. That hurts, in my opinion, the credibility of the actual sport of boxing. But when you just have celebrities boxing against each other. I don't really have a problem with it, but it's just a bunch of YouTubers that I have no idea who the hell they are. Like Austin McBroom, and I can't even pronounce the guy's name that he's fighting.
No, some of them have gotten out of hand to where Evander Holyfield was nearly killed by Vitor Belfort when they had gotten into the ring. Holyfield was a late replacement for what was supposed to be Oscar De La Hoya, was going to make his comeback and fight against Vitor. But you know Belfort.
Yes.
I mean, he was not that recently.
No.
It was rather recent that he quit fighting in the UFC.
Right.
And he's an absolute beast.
Right.
Holyfield was, you know, pushing 60, and definitely it was dangerous what happened to him in those. So.
Well, and didn't Mike Tyson just compete in one, too?
It was fantastic a couple years ago against Roy Jones Jr. It was one of the best fights. And after watching that, we were all on our feet going crazy, going, come back and fight. Because the way he looked, he could have taken 90% of the heavyweights that were out there. That was actually one of the most entertaining boxing events I've seen in the last couple years.
How old is Mike Tyson? He's 55.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of impressive.
Did he get himself chiseled for that fight. It was incredible to see.
There's still, I'm not messing with Mike Tyson at 55. I don't care. Mike Tyson could be 70. It's all about that one. That if he lands one, he knows right the spot to put you to sleep.
Well, I'll tell you, if he's behind me in a plane, I'm going to throw water on him. Didn't you see that?
You saw Angel. Yeah.
One of the dumbest things you could possibly do.
Just some mouthy little guy who looked like a YouTuber. I'm profiling, but he was getting he was getting mouthy and thought it would be cool to mess with Tyson, and it didn't end cool for him at all.
Oh, I think I did. Tyson smacked him, right? And then there was all this, is he going to face criminal charges? And he didn't, right? He got let off the hook with all that.
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I think they looked into it and realized, you know what, legally and, you know, every way around through all the DNA testing, we can tell this guy is just actually a jerk. And, Mike, you had every right to clock him. Some people just earn it.
Yeah.
And that guy earned it.
Well, I think, I'm seeing the pictures of it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this needs to happen more. I mean, and everyone's like, violence isn't the answer. Sometimes it is the answer. If you run your mouth and every once in a while you just get clocked, next time you're going to think twice about running your mouth.
No, these were lessons Dad taught me very young.
Mike Tyson opens up on punching airplane passenger. Quote, he was effing with me.
Yes.
Is that really opening up, or is that just calling a spade a spade? 6:32 the time. Good morning, Inoko. Let us know, are you still paying for cable, or have you cut the cord? You can text us on the J9 Agency's text line at 888-530-0043. We'll get to some of your responses on the other side. It's Good Morning, Inoko on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Welcome back into the Allo Communications Studios. This story coming across in possibly one of the most gruesome stories I've ever had to report on.
No, and we hate, I mean,
you
this
hate
is,
doing it.
It's all over the front page. I mean, I was looking at it this morning in the USA Today when I go through that each morning when I come in. When I read about this and you were just telling me more details, man, if this doesn't just, it's just so sad.
It is. So down in Texas, in San Antonio, a city worker was at work. It was about 6 p.m. Yesterday. He heard a cry for help coming from the back of a reefer trailer that had the cooling unit go out on it. When he opened the door of the reefer unit, he found 46 dead Hispanics who were crossing the border illegally and were abandoned there. And there's reports of it's human trafficking, and it's a human tragedy that this has happened, regardless of anything else. And don't, for the love of God, let politics come into any of this.
No, this is human.
Nonetheless, they are humans. And we don't know enough to say, okay, these were just people, you know, illegally trying to enter in.
That's never justified.
Is this part of human trafficking? Is this part of the drug cartel? We have no idea. But when they found some of the survivors, and again, they don't know how many of these are still going to survive. 16 people were hospitalized, including 4 children, that when they got to the hospital, they were hot to the touch. I mean, it was just a horrific, horrific human tragedy. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg said the 46 who died had families who were likely trying to find a better life, the home countries of the immigrants, and how long they were abandoned on the side of the road were not immediately known. South Texas has long been the busiest area for illegal border crossings, as we know, but they were suffering from heat, stroke, and exhaustion. Hood said it was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig. So just a devastating story, and just like a horrific human tragedy is a good way to phrase that up. But wanted to at least hit that, as I know that this is making its waves across every news platform this morning. You feel for the families of those who lost people, and you know the person who found it as well. I can't imagine opening the back of that trailer and looking in on that scene. It's something straight out of a horror movie.
No, it is, and you picture the families at home, you know, who have left, and okay, this loved one is going to go out and they're going to try to make a better life. They're going to do this, and then, you know, we'll all be together and these kind of things. But, you know, it just, you never know on a day-to-day basis when you say goodbye to your loved ones what's going to happen. And in this case, it's just, it's an ugly, ugly thing that goes on with human trafficking and with bringing people illegally here and there. This type of thing is so sad. I mean, it's just tragic, but it just shows you how difficult things are and the steps that people will take to try to better their lives and try to have a chance at a future, you know, that you're willing to risk everything and throw your faith into somebody who says they'll haul you and do this. It's just, it's the humanity of it that I don't care what side of the fence you land on, so to speak. It's if that doesn't just hit your heart, then you're not human.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. So wanted to get that news story out there. It's Good Morning NoCo. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and weather center.
Oh man, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. I am Brian Gary along with Tanner Schwint. Our producer, Angel Padilla, a little Big and Rich coming out there. That was one of the most groundbreaking country albums when they came out with Horse of a Different Color. People were just freaked out. They stepped back and went, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
It was unlike anything anybody had ever done. In between songs, little skits, little weird things that were going on. It was this different cosmic country that nobody had experienced before.
Well, and I don't know if vulgar's the right word, but maybe a little more explicit than country music had seen. Just like that about saving a horse, riding a cowboy.
Oh, it was,
I mean,
it was
more
in your face.
Yes, in your face than we had seen in a long time. And that kind of set the tone for some other country music to do the same. But nobody did it quite the way Big and Rich did.
No, they kicked down the door. They were the music mafia. And it was because of them that artists like Gretchen Wilson, James Otto, Cowboy Troy, there were all these that had the music mafia background that were like non-traditionalists that were coming in and trying to put a little fun into it, and they certainly have done that throughout the years.
That, who was the more talented one there? John Rich, right? His song "Shutting Detroit Down"
was very good.
I love that
and
song.
And when he
still was
in Lone Star. You know, he was in Lone Star for their first album. John Rich was the guy.
Really?
It was John Rich and Richie McDonald. And they were going off. They had become big. And then after the first album, John wanted to head off in a different direction musically than what Lone Star was doing. He didn't want to do all the Amaze type of things.
Yeah.
He had a different drive to him. So John went off on his own. And he had done some things. He had a song called "Underneath the Same Moon." That's when he first grabbed my attention, that lyrically I just thought was so cool.
Yeah.
And then they teamed him up. They had taken him to go to see a show of Big Kenny's because they wanted to team John Rich with somebody. And he's sitting in the audience, and Big Kenny comes out on stage and says, "Hello, everybody," and starts walking through the crowd handing out candy. And John Rich said to himself, "This is the weirdest dude I have ever seen in my life. This might work." And they sat down, and those two voices had such a difference to them, but blended in a harmony that we hadn't heard before, and they created this vibe, this sound, this energy that came out of them.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. And it seems like you see that. I mean, Brooks and Dunn, I go back to Ronnie Dunn was, in my opinion, the more talented between the two, but Kix, I mean, Kix brought it, but just not the way that Ronnie did.
No, it was like Hall & Oates of the yeah. pop thing that you know, you get done and you go, look, it's all Ronnie Dunn. You know, Kix is, he's a visual presence, but how much is he at? He doesn't sing that many songs yet. Ronnie Dunn on his own did okay, but nearly could not capture what the two of them together bring, which is why they said, let's get back together and make a lot of money.
Yeah. No, at this point, why not go do that? Yeah. Ronnie Dunn's Bleed Red. Great song. That'll move you as well. But
well, and people forget about Kix Brooks put out a fantastic solo album at the same time.
Really?
Which many people underestimated, but if you go back and listen to it, it is dynamite.
Hmm.
Really, really strong album.
I never did love his voice, so
no,
that surprises me.
But if you hear it in the context of him being out front, put a little different juice behind it, and it really worked.
All right. I'm going to have to check that out. There's a little country music knowledge from the Country Music Hall of Famer over there, Brian Gary. Last night, we're talking country music. We got to be talking rodeo. Our rodeo radio recap presented to you by Norfolk Iron and Metal. Here's what it sounded like last night.
Here we go. Grayson Cole on the back of Ominous. He's got him right where he wants it. Ominous turns inside on him.
Good Lord, that was close.
What is he at? Six point something seconds. That's all it takes. His chance shot going to be the one. Here's that cowboy. He's got that bull squared up right on him. The bull's giving him everything he can handle, but chance shot's got him right where he wants him. This is going to be a big ride. Chance shot. That bull's 3-4 feet in the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at the cowboy from South Dakota.
Holy cow. Did you see the air that bull got?
Chance Shot putting up an 84.5-point ride last night. He was our Alliance Irrigation performance of the night. The bull riding was fantastic.
It's so fun to watch Tanner call a rodeo. I mean, I get into it, but we're there through all the events, but the soon as they put up the barrels, and you know you're going to have the barrel racing and then the bull riding, we both lose our chairs.
Yes, we do.
And we are on the edge of our seat, and you see Tanner get into this pregame kind of thing where he's getting himself pumped. He's standing. He's got his arms going. He's looking down at the chutes, and it's like, it is game time. It is. And then the bulls come out, and he just loses his damn mind, and it's just fun. That's a good, good call.
I can't figure out why my voice is strained. I can't at all.
Exactly why.
No? Yeah.
I need to just keep you silent during the bull riding, and you might save it for a while.
I don't know if you can do that.
No, just
I'd be yelling the same thing if I was just sitting up in the stands watching.
Hey, look, just use your voice up, and by the time Friday's done with our show, you ain't going to need to whisper or anything through the rest of the weekend.
It's going to be me yelling at John Party Friday night? Yeah, we did go, John!
John will be in the same shape.
Yeah.
That's going to be another packed house. That's going to be a great one, man.
John Party, Nico Moon, and then on Saturday, Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson. I'll be out there. I missed one night. That's it of the Greeley Stampede so far. And I'm at the point where it's like, okay, night at home doesn't sound too bad. But you can't miss John Party and Nico Moon or Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson.
No,
so,
not when they're right here.
No. So I'm thinking Sunday and Monday. Those would be the days that I'll just stay at home.
You can recover. You can take that. My plan is I'm going to get Western Thursday night. Thursday, we've got the finals, and that's going to be my night to tear it up. I'm just calling in Friday. I'm going to have very few brain cells left. I'm going to get Western Thursday.
You know he needs a riding partner, so good luck to you on Friday, Angel. I'm just telling you that right now. Good morning, NOCO, presented by Air Solutions. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Let's go ahead and get to a cattle market update presented to you by Alt Feed Mill.
Welcome back to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good morning, NoCo. A little Billy Swan for you there. A little Brian Gary, a little Tanner Schwint, a little Angel Padilla. We got you covered this morning. Hope you're having a great day, and we're going to try not to mess it up for you this morning. We're expected to talk to Chris Wood coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Kevin Lytle will be visiting us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk, get some sports talk with him, talk about the David Roddy situation and all those, and find out what's going into business world with Chris and what's popping up and what we should know about and be ready for.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show today. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Do you still pay for cable TV or have you cut the cord? On Twitter, 75% of people say no, they don't pay for it anymore. And they've just gone all to streaming services.
Yep. And that's what I'm finding. Let's see. We do YouTube, but DirecTV during football season. Craig said over a year ago, I get all the programming I had with DirecTV, but streaming costs a hell of a lot less. Teresa said, I haven't had or really a TV since 2018. So that I know several people like that who just, you know, cut it out of their lives. Forget it. We're not going to do it. We'll just we'll watch our movies that we pick.
Yeah, I don't get that. And I only use it. There's about five CBS, ABC, NBC, AT&T Sportsnet, Altitude, and then True TV. For the Impractical Jokers. That's about all I use my cable for.
Well, I do that, and I'm a home improvement channel guy. I like that. I watch the Magnolia
The DIY
thing.
And stuff
I
like
watch
that.
The Animal Planet channels. I watch the Discovery. I like that. And I watch Bar Rescue on Paramount. That's not... It's fun to just see that, and
I tell you,
cringe
what.
Every time I go into one afterwards and go, "Oh, if Taffer were here, you know."
Taffer might be one that I'd like to fight in a celebrity boxing.
Oh,
match.
You're not alone, but he's got those orangutan arms, and the way he walks, he could just plow, 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 plow.
Yeah,
but I would deck him if he came into my
yes.
place.
Oh, absolutely. If he was uninvited and came in, that's a guy that you're going to drop.
Oh, there's no question.
I think you should. He needs it, too. I'll just say that. John Taffer needs knocked out.
I just think of King Louie from the Disney movies, and I would be like you. I could see him doing that.
That's pretty good. Good morning, NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. Hour number two coming up next.